Ladies and gentlemen, we are your morning mess. Trying to catch up these cheaters and get them off these streets. We got Hayden on the line from Peoria. Now, Miss Hayden, you think that your man is cheating after reuniting with his childhood crush?
Yes.
Okay, let's take it back to square one here. So, how long have you been with your man?
We've been together for 3 years.
Okay.
A month ago, his mom's birthday, we threw a really nice dinner. Everybody went out together. And just so you know, his mom doesn't like me.
And why is that?
Well, I thought it was me at first. I was really, really insecure. But it turns out that his mom is just overprotective mom that isn't the most pleasant person with his girlfriends to begin with. Anyway, we're at dinner, having a great time. This girl who's our age walks up to the table and says, "Hi." Julian's family lost it. They all hugged her. Julian was ecstatic to see her. I mean, even Julian's mom jumped up and gave her a hug, which made me really insecure because, like I said, she doesn't like anybody. It turns out this girl, Lily, was Julian's childhood best friend. Their families have known each other forever, and apparently they wrote the story that they were going to be together. She moved away like 15 years ago or something, and now she's just moved back.
Mm.
Yeah. Since that night, talks about her constantly, how they did this when they were kids and that when they were kids, story and story and story. They've been out to coffee a few times. I walked into the room the other night, and he's talking to her on the phone, right, just laughing, and that light flirting was in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty transparent. So I told him that it was making me a little uncomfortable. You know, he blew me off. I'm not one to look at phones. I'm just not built like that.
That's a lie.
Mm-hmm. Why do you have to say it?
Why do women say that? Y'all know you're going through phones.
Just,
come on.
Yeah,
stop.
Do your research. Admit it.
Here's the thing. Even if I were, I don't think I want to know what's in those texts.
I mean, you really just could be reconnecting.
I want to believe that I'm just overreacting and that I'm being insecure and emotional and all of those overprotective things that are about me. I would love that to be the case. I don't think it is. So I just want to find out.
Okay.
I think you're reading too much into it, if I'm being honest. It doesn't seem...
No, I can see why you'd be a little insecure that he's spending a lot of time with his childhood friend. And maybe there was a crush there. I don't know if they've ever dated. A little insecure is okay. But let's just hope this is one of these misunderstandings that she truly is a best friend. Because I have friends that are girls and I just see them as friends. And people think that I'm dating them and there was something there. And I'd be like, nah, that she's just a friend. So maybe it's that. We'll find out. We're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. And then CNs.
Yeah, I'm going to call him up and then ask him who he'd like to put down on the reservation, and then we'll see if he says your name or this girl's, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Julian?
This is Julian. Who's this?
Hey, Julian, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm not really interested. Just take me off whatever list you got me on or something.
Well, I completely understand that, but I don't want you to hang up because this offer will have to go to the next person. But before you do, I wanted to let you know that we want to put you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package.
I'm not interested in buying anything. Thank you.
Well, I understand if you're not interested in buying anything. This is completely free, so it is on us here at the Aurora Hotel. We'll take care of you and your guests the entire weekend. So, again, I wanted to let you know that if that would interest you.
No strings.
The only catch, if you will, if we even want to call it that, is we just asked for a review after your stay just to give us a feel for your experience here at the Aurora Hotel because it really gets our name out there and helps us get more customers through our door.
Okay.
Congratulations, Julian. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address this sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a second to think on what you want this note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
I would definitely lean towards a saucy, like you said.
A saucy note? Perfect. All right. What are we thinking?
Just say, do that little move on me again. Like, she'll know what it means.
As long as she knows what it means, perfect. And I have that written down for you, Julian. So just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Lily.
Again? You've already cheated on me with this.
Hey, Julian, really quick, we got to let you know that this is the Morning Mess. We're a radio show, and your girl, Hayden, called us up and thought you might be cheating with this girl, Lily, and obviously you are, and she heard the whole conversation.
Babe,
Hold on. I got something for you to hold.
I was going to tell you that.
What were you going to tell her?
You were going to tell me what, that it was an accident?
It wasn't supposed to be like this, years. I wasn't planning on any of this happening. I didn't know I was going to feel like this. I was going to talk to you about it. You weren't supposed to find out like this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean for any of this to happen. I swear. I mean, I didn't expect her to come back.
I didn't mean to have feelings. What happened? After 15 years, she comes back, and now all of a sudden, I don't exist anymore.
I'm sorry, we were maybe going to be together, and it's just over. I know that doesn't fix anything. I'm sorry.
You're a coward.
I didn't plan any of this.
Yes, you did. You planned the stay. You planned cheating.
What do you have to do with any of this, dude? Baby, listen. This wasn't going to be a conversation between you and me. I don't feel good about any of this. It wasn't something that I was trying to be shady about.
Oh, God. You got caught. I will ask you this, Ms. Hayden. Does he have any chance of reconciling this relationship? We have free counseling, or is it a wrap?
It's a wrap.
All right. Julian, you there?
What?
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Hayden, it's a wrap. He's doing exactly what you thought. It's too hard to compete with the best friend.
As dumb as it sounds, I'm more angry that he didn't just tell me before he just went off and f***ed her.
Well, that's called cheating.
Yeah, right. That's why he did it behind your back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
If this is all happening, you have all these feelings. I'm an adult. He could have acted like an adult.
You would have told him it's okay if he told you, like, hey, I'm thinking about go bang my best friend. You would have been like, well, at least you told me. That's fine.
Right. Thank you so much.
You need a ride? Well, you
thank
keep
you
us.
Guys.
No, absolutely. Glad we can help. Thank you, hon.
Bye.
I was exhausted after that one.
So exhausted.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
I was trying so hard to keep up with that.
Sometimes I wonder if we can just, you know how the people skip leg day? I just kind of want to skip this thing for one day.
Yeah.
You know?
What a comparison.
I just want a break.
Yeah, that one was leg day right there. That was a lot of
definition of leg day.
We're going to wake up sore.